Later today, a team of six, including four doctors, will board a plane headed for Ebola-stricken countries in West Africa. This advance team from the Boston-based nonprofit Partners in Health will lay the groundwork for an ambitious 2 to 3 year project that will require well over 100 volunteer medical workers to help stop the tidal wave of deaths from Ebola. WBUR's Martha Biebinger begins this morning's story around a conference table, the public health equivalent of a war room.
Any burning updates on what's currently happening in Sierra Leone that you want us to be aware of?
Joya Mukherjee, Chief Medical Officer at Partners in Health, leans into a speakerphone for a conference call on the latest Ebola numbers in just one region of Sierra Leone.
Okay. We're up to 14, and at the beginning of last week, there were only three, so...
Okay. So that's a significant, you know, fivefold increase in 1 week.
There's a sense of urgency here that feels to some like the earthquake in Haiti 4 years ago, a humanitarian crisis unfolding before their eyes. Mukherjee and her team are seeking $35 million in grants to shore up networks of community health centers in Sierra Leone and Liberia and to build two 50-bed Ebola treatment centers. Mukherjee says Partners in Health is recruiting 100-plus doctors, nurses, and lab techs to staff the Ebola units, which they hope to open in just 4 to 6 weeks.
To do this right, we will depend on people who are willing to really fight against this terrible crisis. And the reason we will need a lot of non-Liberians, non-Sierra Leoneans, is these countries simply do not have enough doctors and nurses.
There's more doctors on a single floor of the Brigham than in the entire country of Liberia.
Dr. Paul Farmer, a co-founder of Partners in Health and a physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital, is headed to West Africa tonight. His team will be on a United Nations flight into Liberia because commercial airlines have suspended flights. Farmer may need helicopters to get into rural areas where Partners in Health plans to set up the treatment centers. Farmer and Mukherjee are working with the U.S. Department of Defense and other possible partners on treatment and evacuation options for volunteers.
We want to assure that our workers that will be helping with this effort can do so as safely as reasonably possible.
A fourth doctor in Sierra Leone died Saturday, bringing the total of just healthcare worker deaths from Ebola to 150. A few groups that have adequate supplies and follow strict protocols, including Doctors Without Borders, have largely avoided infections. For civilians, the death toll is climbing, and not just from Ebola. Many hospitals are full or have closed because healthcare workers are on strike. Farmer says patients with routine problems such as malaria, fevers, and diarrhea have nowhere to turn.
So that's the crisis that is being faced. Healthcare that would be delivered in the absence of the Ebola epidemic is not coming to pass.
The Partners in Health plan includes training hundreds of local community health workers so that basic clinics can stay open or reopen. The group's call for U.S. recruits went out last week, just as World Health Organization Director General Margaret Chan made a similar plea.
Our response is running short on nearly everything from PPE, body bags, to mobile laboratories, to isolation wards. But the thing we need most of all is people, healthcare workers.
PPE, that's personal protective equipment, those full-body woven plastic fiber suits that help keep healthcare workers safe from Ebola, but terrify some patients in rural Africa. Partners in Health is rushing now to stock up on the suits, gloves, masks, and dozens of other supplies for the coming multi-year project. And in the aisles of Target in Somerville...
Just in case you get something in your eye, you're going to want eyewash.
Elizabeth Barrera Conchetta is shopping with her husband, Dr. Corrado Conchetta, for first aid items he'll take tonight to Liberia and Sierra Leone. Conchetta is an infectious disease doctor at Brigham and Women's who volunteered for Farmer's planning team as it came together early last week.
Yeah, I mean, this is crazy. I mean, it was literally Sunday night. I was looking at email and say, oh boy, Elizabeth, I think this Ebola thing, we may have to do something about it. Almost like a catastrophe had hit us.
Conchetta spent the last few days rearranging his work schedule, reassuring his parents who are in Italy, enlisting help with the couple's new puppy, and drafting a will with his wife, just in case. He'll be gone 1 week on this trip, and is not sure what happens after that. But Conchetta says he'll do what he can to help control Ebola.
It is really, it's a moral call. We just need to do it. There's this sense of urgency.
Partners in Health expects to send the first of many recruits to a training session run by the Centers for Disease Control next week. The commitment will be 10 to 12 weeks for doctors, nurses, and lab techs, including training, 6 weeks in Liberia or Sierra Leone, and a few weeks quarantine to be sure they are not infected with Ebola. Those last few weeks will also be time for volunteers to process a level of disease and death they don't see in the towers of healthcare in Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.